Archers for the week 23rd to 28th of March 2003.
Has Kenton's ship come in at last?
Yeah, hello.
Hiya.
Kenton?
Let me guess. You're on a train? No, you're...
I'm out with the cultivator.
Whoa, that was a hard one.
So?
So, you are now speaking to the soon-to-be manager of Borchester's most talked-about dining venue.
Oh?
Formerly known as Daphne's Cafe. Jack's going for it. He's buying the place and putting me in as manager.
Oh.
What?
I mean, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, after I'd convinced him how I could turn the place around and make it into a surefire gold mine, he won't just have to come on.
Yeah, nice work.
So, Debs, straight away I thought, celebration. Why don't you let me take you out for lunch?
I wish I could, but,
oh,
you know...
Come on, you've got to eat sometime.
The soil's just perfect. I'll have to keep up. Oh, what?
What?
No. Oh, tell me it's not true, please.
What?
I've lost the hydraulics on the cultivator. I don't know what's...
Oh,
yeah. Oh, hell!
Okay, come on, only one thing for it. You'll have to come to lunch with me in Stirling.
What?
So, I'll pick you up in half an hour.
Kenton, no! Oh.
Stunning brown gelding, thoroughbred cross, lovely paces, big jump.
No, how much?
Only 17.
17 what?
17... Thousand.
Oh, well, a snip, I'm sure.
Oh, I can dream, can't I?
Yes, dream away.
All right, what about this one? 16 hand, pretty, part-bred Hanoverian 9-year-old mare, hunted and show-jumped, 100% box, shoe and clip.
Mare? Well, I thought you didn't like mares.
Oh, well, depends.
And it's too big. You wanted 15 too.
Dad!
Darling, I'm not trying to put you off. I want you to end up with the right pony.
Horse.
Well, whatever.
If it's over 14 too...
Not just to do with size, though, is it? And a big Dartmoor would still be a pony.
I don't want a Dartmoor.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, there's so many here. There's hundreds. It's going to take me all day.
All right, well... How about this one? It was in last week's Echo. Shula pointed it out to me.
The Echo?
Well, go on, have a look. May not be in one of your posh magazines, but it'll still have four legs.
15-2, 9-year-old gelding. BSJA winnings, will make super eventer, jumps anything, great personality...
Well...
Hey, yeah!
Yeah, sounds promising, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it'll be fairly local, too.
Well, it doesn't say how much they want.
Well, let's ring and find out more, shall we?
Oh, and he wants you as manager.
Hey, you don't have to sound so surprised.
Oh, no, I mean, I heard a few rumours, but... Well done, that's great news.
Yeah, so I'm about to become gainfully employed again. Not before time, eh?
Yes, you deserve some good luck at last.
Oh, too right, I do. Anyway, look, why I rang was, I feel like celebrating, so... Why don't you let me take you out to lunch?
Oh. Well, I...
And Jamie, too, of course. I mean, you know the Hare and Hounds at Darrington. They do great Sunday lunches, and there's an adventure playground.
Well, it's nice of you to ask, but I...
Kathy, no strings, no complications, I promise. I just feel like some company. I've got to share my bliss with someone, you know? It'll be really nice to see you.
Well,
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello, Kenton.
Kathy?
Jamie, put that down.
What's happened to your voice? It's gone all squeaky.
It's me.
Oh, Jamie.
I'm sorry, he's on the upstairs phone. Jamie, put it down, please.
Hello.
Hey, Jamie, how'd you like chocolate fudge cake with ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know this wicked place that does extra large helpings.
Yeah.
Jamie, will you please put down the phone?
So why don't we go there for lunch?
Yeah, I want to go, Mom.
Well...
Kathy, I meant what I said about no strings.
Oh, all right then.
Yes.
Great. I'll be over in half an hour.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Tell me, what did they say?
Well, I spoke to a very nice lady. They've had him for 5 years, but her daughter's just gone away to college.
What's his name?
Spearmint.
Okay.
And they only live about 15 miles away.
Spearmint?
Well, that's what she said.
I know him. I've seen him before.
Really?
Yes, he won the Hunter Trials at Netherbourne last summer. Don't you remember? I remember who rode him too. She was called Laura.
Laura Davies?
Yeah, it must be the same horse.
Ah, so what's he like?
Oh, he's so gorgeous. And he just flew over everything. She didn't even have to try.
Okay.
Oh, Mum was there. She's bound to remember him. She'll have to come and see us.
Well, she may not want to.
Oh, yes, she will. I'll ask her.
All right.
Oh, but... When can we go?
Now, look, don't get too excited, because they've got someone else coming around to look at him first.
Oh, they can't. That's not fair. Well,
Monday evening, so we'll have to wait until after then.
Oh, well, I bet they'll buy him.
Well, you never know.
Ryan?
I mean, he may not even be what we want.
Oh, wait till you see him, Dad. He's just so gorgeous.
Oh. So ask him round and we can all meet him.
Funny.
We're talking about a horse.
Oh.
I'm going to text my Amy and tell her.
Crazy kid.
Is Debbie still out in the cultivator?
She's just come in. She's lost the hydraulics.
Hydraulics? How did that happen?
I've had a recce. The cable's bust somewhere under the cow.
Oh, that's a nuisance. There's no chance of getting a spare today.
I might be able to fix it.
Well, I don't see how.
It's worth a try. I've got a white coat hanger.
So I'm going to be really adventurous and go for the roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Sounds good to me.
Aberdeen Angus with a mélange of seasonal veg.
I want sausages.
Oh, come on, Jamie, have something different. There's some lovely things here.
Sausage and chips and beans.
They're special jumbo porkers.
Yeah, I want two.
Will you make sure you leave room in there for that chocolate fudge cake?
Don't think you need worry about that. Don't get that drink down your sweater, Jamie.
So, just like old times, eh?
Kenton.
Okay, I didn't mean... It does feel like it's been a while, though.
It's really kind of you to treat us.
No, it's good of you to come and keep me company. Now I've got something to celebrate at last. Oh, it's been a long time coming.
Cafe manager.
Yep, I'll be off to your job next.
No, sounds as if you've got everything you want at Daphne's.
Yeah, it's a perfect setup. And Jack's given me a completely free hand, so...
Is he?
Well, you know, more or less. He's offered me the benefit of his great experience, you know.
I should take him up on it.
Oh, yeah, sure, but basically I can do whatever I like. And I've got some great ideas, Cathy. I'm really going to turn that place around, make it somewhere that everybody wants to go to.
How long is Jack taking you on for?
Well, initially it's a 6-month contract, but...
Well, that gives you a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, but that's just a formality, when he sees what I can do with the place.
Well, I really am pleased for you, Kenton. It's about time you had some good luck.
Yeah, and not just the job either.
Oh?
I have a place to live as well.
How?
The flat upstairs.
Oh, is there a
flat? Yeah, it comes with a job. I can move in as soon as we complete.
Well, that is good. Oh, that's marvellous. Yeah.
So, I'm all sorted. Goodbye to the spare room at Glebe. Mum and Dad have been great, but, you know...
Oh, Jamie, pardon?
Pardon.
There's a lad who appreciates good food. So, come on, let's order those jumbo porkers.
Yes, it's holding. Still okay, your end?
Yeah, fine.
Right. Just let me get up from under here.
Any luck?
Maybe. Okay then, Debbie.
Okay.
So, fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah, great, it's working.
Oh, well done. How did you manage it?
We were lucky. The cable broke just where it leaves the cab, you know, so I managed to poke the wire up and link it to the lever.
And join the other end of the cable? That's very ingenious.
Well, it's a bit of a bodge, but...
Never mind, well, bodge, it's working.
Should hold until we can get the engineer out tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Adam. You're a genius.
People tell me that, I take no notice.
Oh, go on.
Fixing 40 grand worth of tractor with a coat hanger, that's what I call improvisation.
Well, you have to learn to improvise when it's 150 miles to the nearest repair shop over dirt roads.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
You guys are just so pampered.
You think so?
Yes, I mean, if the seat needs adjusting, it's... Okay, hold on, everyone stop while I call the engineer.
Yeah, yeah.
And the waste that goes on, too. Oh, dear, the filter's blocked. Let's chuck it away.
Okay,
and...
point taken.
Right, I'll get back to the lamp.
I'll be down in a few minutes.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Well, I better...
Hey, look, I'm sorry if...
No, it's... It's not you.
Been one of those mornings.
Pretty much my whole life at the moment. That broken cable just about sums it up.
Anything I can do?
Nope. I need more than a wire coat hanger. Thanks anyway. I suppose the tests haven't helped much either.
But you haven't heard?
No, I won't get the results until midweek sometime. And it's pointless worrying, I know.
No, you'll be fine. It's only a precaution.
He'll be okay out there. We can keep an eye on him through the window.
That was a tricky one.
Yeah, he keeps asking about it. Why are they fighting? Are they going to bomb us too?
Yeah, well, no wonder he's confused.
Well, it's everywhere, all over the television. Well, what can you say?
I just hope I didn't confuse him even more.
Oh, no. I thought you handled it really well. Thanks.
Kathy, you think I can be pretty stupid and irresponsible sometimes? Well, you know, that business with Jamie and the school run, I know it's ancient history now, but I really am very sorry about it.
Perhaps it's best forgotten.
It was a rough time for me. You know, no job, Shula about to chuck me out of the stables. I was really untogether. But all that's changed now. Everything's coming right. I've got a real chance to sort myself out at last.
I know, and you mustn't let it go.
Well, no way. I'm going to make this work. I know I can. I'm meeting Jack tomorrow to talk about my business plan.
Jack Woolley's no fool, Kenton. He's going to want a good return on his investment.
Yeah, and I'll make sure he gets it. I'm good at this game, Kathy. It's what I do. You know me better than anyone. You know that I can make a go of it.
Okay, so...
But that doesn't mean I wouldn't appreciate some professional advice.
Oh?
From someone in the trade?
Well, if there's anything I can do...
Well, if you've got an hour to spare sometime, why not come out and look the place over? I'd really be interested to know what you think about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not?
Oh, great. That would really help me out.
I don't suppose you've had a chance to think about the staffing or the menu.
Well, just a few preliminary concepts, but they're all very fluid at this stage. Maybe, you could help me phone them up?
Maybe I could.
In fact, it would be really nice if I could see you again. I mean, if we could, you know, get together sometime.
Yeah. All right. I'd like that too.
David's making plans for the Ambridge Three Peaks Challenge.
Dad at the top of Lakey Hill, George on Hayden Barrow.
And who's up the church tower?
Bert and Mr. Booth. With Mum at the bottom to catch them when they fall down.
So you're all sorted then?
Yeah, touch wood.
Oh, that's a nice sight.
Yeah. They all look happy anyway.
You know, it's almost a week since I've been down here. I'm beginning to forget what Hereford's look like.
Okay. Let's get that fence moved.
How much are you giving them?
We move the fence back about 5 paces.
Okay.
Hang on while I disconnect it.
By the way, I'm sorry about last night.
What?
What you said about the bungalow.
Oh. Well, you just rubbish all my ideas anyway.
That's a total lie. It was late. I was half asleep. I just pointed out the difficulties.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Let's go through it again.
Well, if you're not keen...
I am. I really am, David. Now one's pulled out, we're back to square one. Got to consider all our options.
Okay.
Is this thing off now?
Yeah, it's fine.
See, the thing is, we talked about selling the cottage before. We never did anything.
Doesn't stop us now.
Can't see what's different.
Okay, look. We know Bert and Frieda like the bungalow. I mean, we practically had to prize them out of there with a crowbar.
I know.
And Woodbine Cottage must be worth a heck of a lot more now than it was, even a year ago. If we sold it, we could pay off the bank and have cash to spare.
Maybe...
Yeah, so why not? Ought to try it anyway. Got nothing to lose.
It all just sounds too easy.
Well, so you don't reckon they'd want to move?
Well, not just that. Even if Bert and Frieda agree, what about Phil?
Well...
Surely he's going to feel the same about the selling Woodbine as he did about the land.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to find out.
There. You have Dad's chair.
Oh, thanks.
Then I can sit here with my notes.
After all your trips to the lodge, I thought it was my turn to come over to you.
The mountain coming to Mohammed.
Eh? Oh, right, yeah.
So, shall we begin by discussing the...
Can I just say, first of all, it will be 6 or 8 weeks until completion. We need to get into the cafe and start the refurbishment as soon as we possibly can.
Yes, you think we can...
I'm going to have a word with Daphne and see if she'll allow us to have access. I'm sure there won't be a problem.
Okay, good.
We don't want to be closed for any longer than we need. Lost time means lost customers.
Absolutely. I've been thinking along just the same lines, actually. Hmm. Maybe I should go and speak to Daphne myself.
No, leave it to me.
Oh, okay.
It's something I can do to make myself useful.
Right. So, we need to think about the decor, the kind of atmosphere, the ambience we're aiming for.
Ambience?
And that, of course, is linked to our overall business strategy. Now, I've just scribbled down a few ideas here.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Well, I don't want you to be bothered with all this boring nuts and bolts stuff.
Oh, I don't mind. In fact, I'd like to be involved.
Good. Excellent.
So, if you tell me first what you've got in mind...
Hello. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, oh. Coffee.
just leave it here for you, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Mum.
That's very kind of you, Jill.
There'll be some cake ready in a few minutes.
It's a wonderful smell.
Mum's having one of her baking days.
I've made a fruitcake for Marjorie, so...
Oh, yes. Peggy says she's coming home today.
Yes. Roy's going to fetch her. I thought I'd pop down and see her later.
I'm so glad she's out at last. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Laurels, but...
I know where I'd rather be.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, Mum. OK, so...
You were going to tell me your ideas.
Well, you know I wanted to extend our range of clientele, attract the younger customers, give the place a more upmarket feel.
And how do you think we should do that?
We'll start with the obvious things, of course. Offer a much broader choice of teas and coffees, and complement these with a patisserie-style range of cakes and pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what I was thinking... That's it. Right. And there's your stick.
Oh, thank you so much. OK now? Yes, I'm fine.
Well, I'll fetch a bag in after.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Hey, even the sun's come out to welcome you home.
Yes. And my God, everything's come on so since I've been away.
Yeah, it's looking good, isn't it?
The daffodils. And the buds on the magnolia. Oh, and my lovely primulas.
Bursting out everywhere.
Oh, so wonderful. You don't know how I've missed it all.
OK. Let's go in, shall we?
We could also consider glass for the tables and maybe some lightweight wicker seating.
Yes, perhaps. We can talk about the details later.
But I do think it's important to give the place a more designer feel, you know, something that will appeal to the more discerning customer.
But we mustn't go too far, too fast.
No, of course.
We mustn't forget the existing customers. Mm. They're very loyal, and we don't want to lose them.
Yeah, I'm sure we can accommodate them too.
They come in for the snacks. Mm. Daphne's sausage and bacon sandwiches. They're quite famous, you know.
Yeah, I do.
The regulars might be put off by latte and wicker furniture.
Yeah, I understand that, of course. I mean, I want to keep them and encourage the young professionals.
It's important that we do. If they start deserting us, then we'll be in trouble. Cheap and cheerful, that's Daphne's.
OK, so we keep the sausage and bacon baps.
And the lunchtime takeaways. They're very popular with the office workers.
And those too, naturally.
I'm all for improvements, but we mustn't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
No, you're absolutely right.
Ah, we shall need to do some proper research.
Ah, well, I've got a head start already. Now, I've been talking to Cathy.
Oh, already?
Yeah, with all her catering experience, she'd be well pleased to give us some advice.
If she's willing.
Well, I think she can be persuaded.
Oh, good.
As soon as she's got some free time, I'd like to take her down and show her the place.
Yes, why don't you?
I mean, the more expertise we can bring to bear at this stage, the better.
I quite agree. That's the right way to go about it.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Yeah, we're making good progress.
Ready for some cake?
Oh, yes, please.
You can move those cups, please, Kenton.
Oh, right.
So, what's this?
Carrot cake. I had to let it cool.
Oh.
You haven't lived until you've tasted her carrot cake.
Looks lovely.
No better than Peggy's, I'm sure. Hey,
no false modesty, Mum.
You're going to miss your mother's cooking when you move into the flat.
True. But I've put on so much weight since I've been here.
Shall I cut you each a bit?
Mm.
Yes, please.
I've actually made two. One's for Shula.
Oh? Why's she getting one?
She's giving a tea party on Thursday to welcome the overseas vicar.
Oh, yes. The man from...
Bangalore, Suresh Mattai.
Ah. I'm busy Thursday afternoon.
He's here for a month, so we'll all get a chance to meet him. And he's taking the service on Sunday morning.
This really looks very good, Jill.
Thank you.
Mum, you surpassed yourself. Jill, we ought to sign you up. You could supply us with cakes for the cafe.
But can you afford our prices?
So you're going to serve cakes?
Only the best. Fruit gâteau, quality cheesecake.
Well, if you want some practice, you should come and help on Thursday. See which cakes go down best.
It's not really my scene, Mum.
Yes, that's a good idea. Do some customer research.
I'm not actually sure if I'm free to...
Oh, go on. You can spare an afternoon, surely. For the sake of the business.
Yeah, maybe it's not such a bad idea. Now you mention it.
Good. I'll tell Shula.
I'm delighted for Kenton, of course. After all his troubles.
Yeah, he's really chuffed about it.
But, as I was saying to Jill this morning, he won't get another opportunity like this. If he doesn't make a success of it, well...
He must be in with a chance. It's the kind of job that suits him.
If he's suited for anything.
You don't sound too confident.
Oh, Jack's obviously confident enough to back him. Let's all keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And if we give him as much moral support as we can.
I suppose that'll include eating at the cafe when he's taking over.
Yes, once at least.
How's that you looking, Dad?
Oh, better. The inflammation's down. She's got some decent milk in one side.
Okay, good.
I'll leave her for now and check her again in the morning.
Right.
Be nice if she could manage without more antibiotics.
Yeah.
You coming in for some tea?
Well, no, thanks. I ought to get home.
Dad, before you rush off.
Yeah?
Well, now that Heather's said that she definitely doesn't want the bungalow, we've been thinking about our other options.
Yeah, it's a shame about Heather, but...
There is one possible alternative.
Oh? Before we do anything, we thought we'd sound you out.
All right.
Well, after the lorry hit Woodbine and Bert and Frieda moved into the bungalow... You remember how reluctant they were to move out?
Yes, of course. Bert inventing all those excuses.
Yeah, so...
We wondered if they'd like to move back in again.
Oh.
We mean, like, permanently.
Then that would leave us free to sell, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I see.
What do you reckon?
I know it's always been a part of the farm, but...
We'd have no trouble selling it, and it's worth a lot more than the 22 acres.
Well, I can see it would solve your financial problems.
Yeah, but how would you feel about it?
I think it's a very sensible idea.
You do?
You're quite sure about that?
Yes, if you can do it, you'd pay off the overdraft and more.
We would.
You've no regrets about losing Woodbine?
Oh, we can't afford to be sentimental. Though you would lose the income from the holiday lets.
Yeah.
That's gone down anyway, and we'd still have Rickyard.
Yeah, less work for Jill, too.
So you really think we should go ahead?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned.
I'll leave the pot there.
Oh, that'll be fine.
You think you can manage the kettle?
Oh, yes, I'm sure I can.
OK, then, if you're all set up.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's so... Nice to be back in my own kitchen.
Well, I should have a rest and take it easy. Hayley will come down as soon as she's back.
Oh, thank you. You've all been so kind.
Right, sure you got everything?
I did wonder if I might have a bath later.
You've got a seat and the rail that they put in for you.
Yes.
So,
I've been spoilt at the Laurels. That's the trouble. There was always someone there to help me.
Oh, you want Hayley to give you a hand?
What, such a bother for her.
Oh, no. I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
No. No, it's up to me now. I'll manage.
Alice is playing hard to get.
Oh, go on, say you'll come with me.
Why should I?
Please.
Well, maybe.
I won't go fast. If you get tired, I'll give you a piggyback.
Definitely not.
I'll buy only three.
It's no good. You can't bribe me.
Hello. What are you two squabbling about?
Who's squabbling?
He wants me to go with him on this weird sponsored walk thing.
What?
The Ambridge Three Peaks.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't you?
Well, because...
Oh, it's fun, darling.
Oh, right. Like, let's all put on really dorky clothes and run around the village.
Well, you don't have to wear fancy dress.
Well, I'm going as Easter Bunny.
Oh, well, no way am I going with you.
It's only teasing.
Hey, Adam, that was the suppliers. They can't deliver till tomorrow morning.
Oh, so what was the excuse?
Oh, driver's gone sick, I don't know. I'll have to go and pick it up.
Well, that's a nuisance.
We might be able to last out.
Well, if we have a busy night, we're almost out of tail rings.
Okay.
I won't be long. An hour at the most.
Don't worry, whenever.
I'll see you later.
Right, we'll go in and have some tea, shall we?
Hey, Adam, can I feed the twins?
Yeah, if you like.
Alice, not in your school clothes.
I'll be careful, Mum.
No, come in and change.
You'll have to warm the milk up first.
Oh, how do I do that?
Alice?
It's all there. Put the bottle in the pan and light the camp stove.
Light it?
That's right.
I don't know how. Can you do it? Alice, I don't want to have to clean your blazer.
Here, look.
But why do I bother?
No, wait, I know. I'll make a deal. I'll help you if you think about coming on the Three Peaks.
That's not fair.
Yes, it is. Just think about it.
Well... Ah, you're back.
Deal?
She comes in and changes first.
OK, then.
Alice, I've had a call from Spearmint's owners.
Yeah?
Well, the people who were meant to see him last night didn't turn up, so we can go anytime.
Hey, yeah, great. Can we go now?
Well...
Now? I'm sure I didn't mean straight away.
Well, we could, because I'm free for the rest of the day.
Yes, I'll go and change.
Alice, wait. What about your maths test tomorrow?
Oh, Mum.
No, you ought to...
What about the twins?
You ought to be revising.
Don't worry, Mum.
It's not far. I'll make sure we're back in time.
Well...
And then I'll help her with her revision.
Oh, right. If you really want to go.
And you, you'll have to come with us, Mum.
Well,
I mean, no offence, Dad, but what does he know about horses?
No offence taken.
All right. I'll come too.
There's another 20 posts.
That should do it. If we stick them by the gate here.
Right. Are you coming in for tea or what?
No, I've got me thermos. So we might as well stay out here.
Right.
Get this job finished tonight.
Yeah. But...
Then we can go and call in see Marjorie.
Oh, yeah, she's back at home, isn't she?
I thought she might need Anne to tidy her garden.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if she can manage it. And I don't suppose Brian Ailey have got the time.
No. You must be pretty busy with your own garden.
Oh, I can spare the odd half hour.
Yeah.
But you're right. I've got plenty to do at the moment. Sowing and planting. And I'll be extra busy this year.
Oh?
Well, there's the open gardens.
Oh. So you're going to join in?
Ooh, well, you can't have all the other gardens open. It's not mine.
No.
So I'll have to make sure everything's looking at his best.
Yeah.
Well, there's George Barford going on a bit, mixing flowers in his vegetables.
Huh?
Oh, he's putting young cabbages next to the roses. Says it's traditional. Oh, wouldn't do for me.
No.
There. That's a lot.
Oh, okay.
Well, I reckon I'll have my tea now before I carry on.
Right. Bert, listen. Ruth and I, we've had an idea about the bungalow.
Oh, Ruth says her mum don't want it after all.
No. It's a pity, but there you are.
Well, if she's happier living up north.
Yeah. Anyway, what we thought is, well, we wondered if you and Frieda would like to live there.
What, me and Frieda?
Yeah, well, you know how much you liked it when you stayed there, you know, after the accident.
Oh, yeah, but that was only temporary.
Well, do you think you'd like to live there permanently?
Well, I don't know what to say. We hadn't thought of moving.
Well, I'll tell you why we're suggesting it. If you did move, then we could sell Woodbine Cottage.
Sell?
Yes. We'd solve all our financial problems at a stroke.
Ah. Ah, I see.
Of course, it's entirely up to you.
Hey! What's that?
God, tractors! Halfway across the road!
Nigel. Sorry, I was about to move it.
Well, look at you.
What? Oh, my new helmet.
What colour is that?
Well, it's a sort of fluorescent.
Well, say they'll see you coming a mile off.
That's the idea. And what about the pointy bit at the back?
Yeah, very streamlined.
Better than that old riding hat you had before.
Well, Lizzie kept nagging me, so I gave in and got this. A genuine Tour de France style.
You need the lycra shorts to go with it.
Ooh, there is a limit.
Your back tire's looking a bit soft.
Oh, yes, I better stop and pump it up.
Okay, I'll get back and start milking.
Yeah, all right, David.
And perhaps you could have a think about what I said, Bert.
Yeah.
All right, now trot again.
Trot on.
That's it. Bring him round to us.
I am.
What do you think?
Yes, he seems very good-natured. And nice and willing, too. No bad habits.
He's a handsome-looking beast.
Alice was already besotted, you can see.
It's love at first sight.
Mm, like she was with Chandler. Oh, I'm glad she's not growing up too fast.
In spite of the pierced navel?
Well, I mean, when you look at some of her friends.
Is it possible to be cool and be into horses?
Doesn't seem to bother Alice.
Oh, he's lovely, Mum. I'm going to have a canter.
Oh, trot him a bit more first.
Well, Mum, he's fine. He's not lame or anything.
No, I can see that, darling.
And he's so responsive. I hardly have to touch the reins.
All right, let's see you canter.
Oh, can I?
Yes, all right.
Oh, come on, boy.
Then why don't you take him over a few jumps?
Adam,
I wondered if I could catch a few tail rings.
This may seem like a stupid question.
Why do I need tail rings?
Good point. They're only good for one thing, as far as I know.
We've got our own sheep now at Lower Loxley.
Okay, that makes sense.
The Cotswolds. Half a dozen of juice lamb any day now.
So, you'll be rolling up your sleeves and slapping on the gel.
No, our stockman Reg does all that. I just help out sometimes.
Well, tail rings are the one thing we're short of right now.
Oh.
But you're lucky. Debbie will be back in a bit with fresh supplies, so you might as well have what you got left.
You sure?
Yeah, we'll have plenty more. Take the box.
Thanks. Well, how much do I owe you?
Buy me a drink sometime.
That's terrific. I'll pop them in my saddlebag.
How's the old metal horse going?
Slow puncher, but apart from that, I spin along like a bird. It's a real pleasure on a day like this.
And you don't poison the atmosphere with noxious fumes?
Not on the whole, no. And you'll be amazed at things you miss when you're cooped up in a car.
I bet.
I mean, I saw some bluebells just about to come into flower on the verge down by the wood. And it's still only March.
Yeah?
Apparently a lot of wildflowers are seen much earlier these days because of global warming.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I'll have to look up Uncle Edmund's notes when I get home.
Uncle who?
One of my ancestors. He was a phenologist.
A phenologist? Oh. Was it legal in those days?
No. It means he kept records of the timing of natural events.
Oh.
Things like flowers and bird migration.
Oh, really? Interesting hobby.
Yes. This is fascinating. You ought to come over sometimes and see.
Hi. Mm.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Nigel. Everything okay?
Fine, yeah. Nigel just pinched the last of our tail rings.
For the Cotswolds.
Well, okay. There's plenty more here.
Thanks. Anyway, I must be on my way.
Mind if I don't get caught speeding?
No, that's not funny.
See you.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you have a break? I'll take over here.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on. You've been stuck here all day.
You sure you are?
I'm fine. Quite a lot better, in fact. I called in at the clinic. I'm okay, I'm clear.
Oh, Debbie.
Yeah, not just HIV, I'm clear for all the rest as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good, it's...
Hey. Is there no more worries then? Hmm?
No. Oh, I am just so relieved.
Oh, go on, boy.
Oh, well done. Did you see that, Jenny? Took it beautiful.
Oh, it was perfect. Good boy, good boy.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've seen enough. She won't find anything better.
Bring him over for Alice.
And we've not had to drive halfway across the country to find him.
Yes, it seems almost too good to be true. Oh, Dad, he is just so perfect. It's a real dream.
You think he'll do?
Oh, yes, isn't he great, Mum? He's jolly nice, darling. Hop off now and I'll take him. Oh, that last jump must have been 4 feet. I hardly had to do anything.
One up on old Chandler.
Oh, he's in a different league. There's no contest.
Poor old Chandler.
Oh, I still love him too, but he's different.
Well, what do you think then, Jenny?
Oh, please, please.
Well, we'd have to have him vetted first.
Well, that's okay. We can ask Alistair.
It's not really up to me, darling.
Oh, I bet he's really expensive. We probably can't even afford him.
Well...
How much are they asking?
They said it was negotiable.
Oh, I see. That probably means they want loads.
I don't suppose he's cheap. Or could we have him on loan or something?
Well
yeah, hold on. I said it was negotiable. I think I can probably reach a deal.
So?
Well, your mother's right. He'll have to be vetted. But if you want him that much, you'd better have him.
Oh, yes! Oh, thanks. You're the best dad in the world.
Well, I do my best.
He's a lovely horse. You're a very lucky girl.
David?
Oh, hi, Bert.
Well, I'm just on my way home. Thought I'd look in, have a word.
Oh, OK, hang on.
Well, I've been thinking about what you said earlier. About the bungalow.
Oh, right. So, how do you feel about it now?
Oh, I can't say as I'm too happy. In fact, I'm not happy at all.
Oh. What don't you like about the idea, then?
Well, I reckon I prefer being where I am, on the green. There's always someone passing by, and it's handy for the shop and for the boat.
Yeah, I can see all that.
It's handy for Frieda's work and all.
Okay, well, look, there's no pressure on you, Bert. You know, there's no pressure at all. Just take your time and consider it.
Well, I can't see as how I'm going to change my mind.
No, but don't let's make any decisions yet. You think about it carefully. And talk to Frieda.
Well, I don't know.
Look, don't decide now, OK? Go home and talk to Frieda.
All right. But I think I know what she'll say.
Tom's been making a wish list.
A mincer, a sausage filler, two catering fridges.
Two?
Yeah, one for the meat coming in, one for the finished product.
Oh!
Plus a vacuum packer and three stainless steel tables.
Oh, and you reckon you'll get all that for your budget?
Yeah, with a bit of luck, according to the sale guide prices.
Well, I suppose if it's all used equipment.
Well, we'll have to see how the bidding goes.
So, you're off now, are you?
5 minutes. I've got time to help you move this arc over.
Oh, OK. It's not bogged down. It'll need two of us.
OK, take it slowly. A bit at a time. Ready?
OK. There she goes.
I probably won't be home till quite late, so...
Oh, yeah, I'll come back down and do the feeding this afternoon.
Great.
That's it. And again.
I'm arranged to meet Fallon after the sale.
Well, up in Birmingham.
Yeah, it's a big day for her too. The prize recording session.
Oh, the song competition.
OK, one more heave.
Yeah, right.
A day in a professional studio could be her first big break. Yeah.
So, what's she going to record?
She's doing her song again. You know, the one that got her the prize. Only this time she'll have all the professional gear.
Oh, wow.
A real whiz producer did all the techie stuff. They've got 5.1 surround sound.
Oh.
No, I'm not too sure either. But Fanny says it's the next big thing. They do all the big names there, apparently.
I'll wait to hear the song when it's finished.
Keep your eye on the top 40.
You reckon?
Well, she's got the talent.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've done something.
You okay?
Oh, it's just a twinge. You want to watch out, though, Neil? You don't want to be laid up for the Three Peaks?
Oh.
Did I hear a rumour that you're entering?
Yeah, me and Susan. We thought we'd go as a family, but...
Well, all four of you?
Yeah, well, Emma's refused point blank, and Christopher's not saying much either.
So uncool. Mm. Strictly for kids and sad middle-aged parents.
Yeah, something like that. You're going?
Maybe. OK, I think it's time I went and got changed.
Tom, can I just...
Yeah?
You said you'd be looking for help once you're up and running, packing sausages.
Part-time, though, yeah.
Well, you think there might be a job there for Susan?
You mean she wants to...
Yeah, she said to ask. She'd definitely be interested.
Oh, well, thing is, I've already had Clary asking me about Ed.
Ed? Oh, well, in that case, I...
No, wait. I'm not sure if Ed's right for the job anyway. He's not the most reliable person I know.
So?
Well, Susan would be ideal, but she's too good, really. Overqualified. It'll be pretty low-grade stuff.
Yeah, I know,
cutting
but...
and cleaning up as well as the packing.
The plain fact is she can't afford to be fussy. She's not been able to find another job locally. And anything's better than taking in and ironing.
OK, then. Yeah. Tell us, come and have a word.
So, Bert says he'll talk to Frieda.
We're not holding our breath.
No. Well, I can't really say I'm that surprised.
You're not?
Well, they've been perfectly happy in Woodbine Cottage since the repairs. And Bert's hardly the sort to get itchy feet, is he?
No.
It's the way he's made. He hates any kind of change. He likes things the way they are. And Frieda's much the same.
But they were happy in the bungalow, too.
Yes, but those were hardly normal circumstances. They just had a lorry drive through the front window. Now they've got no reason to move at all.
Right, I suppose.
And there's the garden, of course.
I know.
I gather Bert's already making plans for the open garden weekend.
He could make a lovely garden at the bungalow too. It's got loads of potential.
Yes, and not much else at the moment.
It'd be a real challenge. Great project for him if we could get him interested.
Yes, but how?
There's more space in the bungalow. And I know Frieda's starting to find the stairs difficult with her knees.
It's not me you need to persuade.
Oh, well. Maybe Frieda can talk him round.
Perhaps. Oh, and talking of gardens...
Ben, you're dropping your biscuit.
Has Kenton shown any signs of helping with your vegetables?
Not that I've noticed.
Ah.
No, I tell a lie. He did come the other day and took the barrow down to the muck heap, and he got chatting to one of the holiday guests.
Well, don't let him off the hook. I've had him clearing the couch grass from my potato patch.
Though I suppose now this job's come up.
Oh, we won't be starting that for a few weeks yet.
Ruth?
Hi.
Hey, tea's ready.
Oh, Dad, great, you're here.
Oh. David, what's...
The Herefords. They got the fence down.
Oh, no.
Not again. Is that Jasmine?
Oh, I don't know, but they're all over the fresh grass.
Oh.
They've been there a while,
no,
a couple of them.
Staggers.
Yeah, they look bad. They're all over the place.
Right, I'll come down with you.
Good.
What about Ben?
Well, you better stay with him, love.
But we'll manage. I'll get my boots.
I'll get the magnesium from the dairy.
Ben.
Hi.
Hey, Tom, you made it.
Would I let you down? So, how's it going?
It's great. It's fantastic. Oh, mind my coffee. We're having a break now before we do the last session.
So, you're on your way to being a star?
Maybe, yeah. What about you? How was the sale?
Yeah, great. I bought the lot. Everything I want.
Well, everything?
Right down to the stainless steel tables. And I've stayed inside my budget.
Yeah?
Yeah, no props.
Oh, well done. You're looking very cool for a man who's just spent 20 grand.
It all belongs to the bank, remember? I'll have to lease it back from them.
Yeah, but still.
And I only spent 18 and a half, to be precise.
Oh, God, even better.
It's all pretty boring. Sausage-making equipment.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Not much glamour there, really. What about this place, though?
Oh, God, it is just so brilliant. You ought to see the stuff they've got.
High-tech heaven.
I thought the college studio was good, but this, something else.
Yeah?
And they're all such great people. See, that's Chris in there. He's my producer. Well, he's engineer too. He is such a genius.
Hi, Chris.
He's done all the top bands from Birmingham and London too.
Mm.
Come on, come through.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. You can listen in.
Yeah. Okay, easy. Easy.
Does it. If we get the halter on, we can tie him to the gate.
Look at him, Dad. We may have already lost him.
Oh, he's bad, but he's not down yet.
Not quite.
Let's get the magnesium into him.
All right. All right, steady.
Hello? What's the trouble?
Oh, hi, Neil. Staggers.
Oh, heck.
They pushed the fence down and got onto the fresh grass.
Oh, how many?
Well, he's the worst. There's another by the hedge there.
Oh, right. You want me to take the halter?
Yeah, thanks.
Time to the gate so we can get the drip in.
Okay.
Watch out, he's very unsteady.
Look, if you come round this side.
Mind.
Okay. All right. Right, let's try again. That's it.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Okay, Dad. We'll see to him now.
I'll go through and check the others.
Right.
Shout if you need a hand.
Okay.
You want me to...
Well, if you just keep him steady, Neil, well, I'll get the needle into this one.
Okay, then.
Just have to pray we're not too late.
I reckon you're on your way.
Maybe.
Before you know it, you'll be surrounded by security. All these big dudes with designer shades and walkie-talkies.
I'll have to make a special arrangement for you so that you can get past them.
Seriously, though, once that CD starts doing the rounds, there'll be a stampede.
Well, it's not quite finished yet. They've still got to do the final mix.
You heard what Chris said. The best demo he's ever recorded.
I bet he says that to everyone.
Well, I thought it was brilliant.
Well, it's not just me. It was Ash and the others.
Yeah, OK. So, here's to the next indie sensation.
Turn your sausages.
Shh, not so loud. I'm going to think I'm your agent.
Oh, come on. You ought to be proud of what you've done today. You've got all your equipment. Now you're all sorted.
Yeah, as soon as I get the premises ready.
Will that take long?
Well, I don't take over the lease for a couple of weeks. After that, it's going to be mad.
Lots to do.
Hell of a lot. Been round with the environmental guy. The walls and floor have got to be made impervious for a start.
How'd you do that?
Well, tiles on the floor, special paint, PVC sheets around all the walls, that sort of thing.
Wow.
Plus all the usual stuff like wash basins with hands-free operated taps. Taking Jason down there on Friday to go through it all.
So what happens to all the things you just bought?
Well, they're being delivered tomorrow. I have to store it all at home for now.
And what about your part-time butcher?
All in hand. I had another application this morning. I have to start interviewing soon.
Interviewing?
And what's so funny?
Nothing. It just sounds... I don't know.
I've got to find the right man for the job. Hey, guess what Neil said this morning? He asked if I'd take on Susan as my packer.
No. What's Susan Carter?
I knew they were having a hard time, but...
Bit of a come down for her.
Yeah, it's going to be weird for me too, being her boss.
So what did you say to Neil?
Well, the only competition so far is your mate and mine, Ed Grundy.
Ed?
Yeah. Clary asked me about him yesterday.
No, not Ed. He wouldn't last 2 weeks.
That's what I thought. So I guess it'll have to be Susan.
David?
Hello, love.
How are they? What's happening?
We're all right. We got here in time.
Oh.
Touch and go, but...
I've been so worried.
Yeah, me too, love. Two were really bad, but I think they'll be okay.
Thank goodness.
Hello, Rose.
Hey, and you can thank Neil here too.
Neil, oh, that was good timing.
Yeah. I was on my way back from Bridge Farm and...
We tied them up and got the stuff in.
Yeah, looking a lot better already.
Such a relief.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take long once you get the magnesium into them.
I was so afraid. I thought we were going to lose them.
So did I. So did I.
Where's Phil?
He's on his way back. You must have just... Hey, what about the kids?
Oh, Jill came over. I just had to come and see.
I was about to come in and tell you.
Well, if you're okay now, I'll...
Yeah, listen, thanks, Neil.
Oh, that was really good of you.
Oh.
I'll owe you a few for this.
Any time. See ya.
Bye, Neil.
Bye. Are you sure they're going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. If you'd seen them half an hour ago.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't.
Anyway, don't want that happening again. We'll get a fresh battery on that fencer.
You reckon that'll stop them?
Yeah. The old one was right down. It's my fault. I hadn't checked it recently.
Your one's fault, really.
And I'll get one of those magnesium blocks you put in the water trough. Slow-release stuff, just to make absolutely sure.
Yeah.
I'll go into Borsetshire Farmers first thing tomorrow.
If we'd lost one now, I don't think I could bear it.
After all my big plans for home marketing.
Well, we're okay. We can still go ahead.
Yeah.
Make all those extra profits.
Better hope so. Because if Bert doesn't change his mind about the bungalow, we're going to need them.
The overseas vicar is meeting some of his new congregation.
Mattai. Suresh Mattai.
Yeah, Mum told me.
And don't forget to call him Mr.
Don't worry, I'll behave.
And try and be especially nice to the rural dean. You can call him Nick. He's given up his whole afternoon to be here.
Oh, unlike the rest of us.
You did volunteer.
Yeah, with Mum and Jack waving cattle prods under my nose.
Yeah, we take the scones and sandwiches through first.
Oh, did you say Auntie Peggy's here?
Yes.
Huh.
Kenton.
What? What did I say?
Now then, Mr. Mattai, this is Mrs. Woolley.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Hello, Mr. Mattai.
No, Suresh, please.
Suresh, and I'm Peggy.
Mrs. Woolley lives at the lodge, down by Grey Gables.
Grey Gables.
It'll take you a while to find your way around.
I was saying to Bert how lucky you are to live in such a beautiful countryside.
Ah.
Is this your first time in England?
Oh, no, I've been before, when I was studying, but only to London.
I'm afraid I've never been to India.
Oh, me neither, though I'd like to go there one day.
You must come to Bangalore. I really think you'd like it there.
That's in the southeast, isn't it?
We Bangaloreans think it has the best climate in all India.
Oh, too hot for me, I expect.
No, strangely enough, the summers aren't so hot as in the north.
Aren't they?
Who's that?
All to do with the monsoons. It's really quite bearable, and of course it never gets too cold in the winter.
Sounds perfect.
Oh, we might be able to manage it after all.
And you have your own parish in the city?
Yes, in the suburbs.
And what church is that?
The Church of South India. Anglicans, Methodists, Presbyterians, and one or two others.
And you all get along together?
Oh, yes, pretty well, most of the time.
Mr. Mattai's taking communion for us on Sunday.
Oh, I expect you'll find Ambridge very quiet and sleepy after Bangalore.
Oh, I hear it can be lively sometimes.
Oh?
From what Nick's been telling me.
What's he been saying?
I'm sure there are occasional disagreements in every parish. All it takes are one or two strong-minded characters.
Well, that's true enough.
You need a strong character in charge, like your last priest, Miss Fisher.
Janet.
She sounds like a hard act to follow. Everyone speaks so highly of her.
I'm sure they do.
You must have been very sorry to lose her.
Yes.
Have you been introduced to everyone?
Sure. No, I'm working my way around.
Well, this is my brother, Kenton.
Mr. Mattai.
Yes, Suresh.
Suresh. Nice to meet you.
And you, Kenton.
Who'd like a scone?
Homemade, I can see.
Auntie Peggy?
Yes, thank you, Kenton.
Can't you bring it back a bit more?
Well, that's far enough.
If that cow gets out on the lead...
Well, let's get the back down.
She might just fancy a little stroll.
She'll be fine, I can handle her. Well, come on, then.
All right, get a chance. I don't know what you're grumbling about.
I'm not.
You'll be happy, taking your own cow down to graze your own pasture.
Yeah.
Well, you don't send it.
Well, I saw Tom Archer this morning. You know that job he had going as a packer?
Oh, yeah, your mum said she'd asked about it.
Well, he's only gone and given it to Susan Carter.
Susan? Packing sausages?
Yeah. Well, I asked him first. I mean, well, Mum did.
I knew he was short, but I never knew things was that bad.
Come on, baby. Come on, it's time to go.
We had some lean times, Lord knows, but I'd have never seen my Susan packing sausages.
Bangalore is a big IT centre, the Infotech hub of India.
Ooh, is that a fact?
Yes, a lot of the big software companies are based there.
That's one reason why the city has grown so tremendously over the last decade.
Software, eh?
Unfortunately, we also have one of the biggest slums in Asia. Poverty and prosperity side by side.
Don't you find that very depressing?
Well, it's not all doom and gloom. Some of the high-tech companies are involved in a big literacy program. They're funding teachers to work with the underprivileged children.
Oh.
Alistair would be interested in this. Where is he?
Oh, he nipped outside to talk to the builders.
Oh.
He's told me all about your new surgery.
And has he told you about all the problems?
I think builders are the same all over the world.
They still not finished.
Oh, the flooring people are in there today. The decorators haven't even started.
And he has to move in by April the 1st.
Yes. We're going to concentrate on getting the consulting area ready. He'll have to use a room in the house as an office.
Well, that's a nuisance.
Well, we've really no alternative.
He can still visit the farms even without a surgery.
Oh, yes, of course, but a lot of people bring their small animals to him.
Yeah, you heard what happened at Brookfield yesterday?
Yes, the Herefords.
Yeah, two of them got the staggers.
Staggers?
Yeah, now, I don't know if you get the staggers in India. Aren't cows sacred over there?
Well, among the Hindus. But I think they still get sick all the same.
Ah, well, if they was to get the staggers...
Kenton...
Why don't you, Peggy? Here, have some cake.
No, thanks. I've had too much already.
Well, they're really wolfing it down up there. I think I'll just go and...
about the cafe.
Hmm? Oh, as Jack told you, we've pretty well sorted out our business plan.
Yes, I'm glad you're not making too many changes at first.
Well, step by step, you know. Smarten the place up a bit.
Jack's right. You can't afford to lose your existing customers.
No, no. Bacon and sausage rolls will still be firmly on the menu.
Well, I do so hope you're able to make a success of it.
I'll work very hard to ensure I do.
At least you'll have Jack to advise you. Do make sure you listen to him. He does know what he's talking about.
Auntie Peggy, Jack's done me a huge favour and I really do appreciate it. So don't worry. I won't let him down.
No. Well, I shan't say any more.
So, what do you think of our Mr. Mattai?
He seems very nice, very polite and charming.
You'll be in church on Sunday, then?
Yes, of course. But it will be nice when we have our own permanent vicar again.
Oh, I don't know, Auntie Peggy. We'll probably get another boring white middle-class male.
Well, who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
The buffalo is very good, all-purpose animal. Its milk is preferred for making tea.
What, buffalo milk?
Oh, yes. There are many commercial dairy farms that only use buffalo.
Oh, I don't know where we'll get on with buffalo.
Bert finds cows hard enough.
They're generally quite docile. And, of course, they can be used to pull a plough.
Would like they did with oxen in the old days.
Yes, it's just the same. And the dung can be used as a source of bioenergy.
Well, now, that's fascinating. And I wish I could stay in here more.
Oh, you going, Bert?
Ah, right, you'll have to excuse me. I said I'd check the fence for Davy.
Oh, yes, you don't want the Herefords getting out again?
Ooh.
Well, it was very nice meeting you, Bert.
And you, Vicar. And I'll see you on Sunday. Look at her, eh? Skipping around like a young heifer.
Yeah,
she knows it. It's like she's come to her proper home at last.
Come down.
Well, I never thought I'd live to see the day. Her own stock on her own land.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, her own land. All signed and sealed and the deeds at home in the drawer. No landlord can chuck us off this time.
Yeah.
And baby knows it too. She knows she'll be all right down here.
Maybe.
It's looking better already with the beast in here. And we'll soon get that barn fixed up.
Yeah, they're going to drop the poles up here tomorrow.
Mm. A barn, a few acres. That's all you need.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for mowing the strip for the fence.
Oh, no trouble. There she goes again, look. Happy as Larry.
Yeah. It's a shame I'm going to have to sell her.
Hey?
I'd better go and check if the water's all right.
Yeah, well, did you say sell her? Sell baby?
Well, she's too much trouble, Grandad. I don't want to come down here twice a day to milk her.
But you know I'll always give you a hand.
Thanks, but it's not worth the hassle. I want to concentrate on building up the beef herd.
Well, couldn't you keep her on another year? You could have another calf out of her.
No, she'd be too much trouble. She'll have to go.
Well, suppose you've got to do what's best.
Still no rush, eh? We'll let her eat the grass down a bit first, and then we'll see.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you in a fix?
Oh, Bert, can you tell me what I've done wrong here?
Oh,
I'm trying to find one of those search machines.
Engines, them called engines.
Machines, engines. Don't seem to be getting anywhere.
Well, let's have a look then.
I double-clicked on the icon at the bottom.
What was you wanting to look up?
I was hoping to find out more about Bangalore.
Oh, so you can impress Mr. Mattoy.
Well, I did feel so ignorant. I hardly knew where it was on the map.
Well, let's see then. Ooh, you don't look right.
I can't work it out at all.
What's all this then?
We're trying to find a search engine.
Oh.
I've tried that already.
You don't want to take no notice of him. You'll only make it worse.
What do you know?
Hey, go on, move over. Fix it.
Oh, you go on then if you're so clever.
Thanks for trying, Bert.
Well, if I'd had more time, I'd have done it.
Yeah, well, here then. Let the expert have a go.
I ought to warn you, Joe.
Me?
Jennifer's thinking of banning you from the village website.
Ban me? Oh, she can't do that.
Well, your jottings. They're starting to look like an advert for Eddie Grundy Limited.
Nonsense. Well, just a little reference here and there. There's no harm in that.
Ah, you've gone too far. You have to put a foot down.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Look at this.
What's the matter?
Search engine. You won't find one here. This is for sending email.
Oh.
You don't want Express, you want Explorer.
Well, I'm sure I'd have got there in the end.
Amateurs.
We've all got to start somewhere, Joe.
Yeah, there, see? Now you can go straight on to Google.
Yes. Perhaps I'll have another drink first.
So when are you moving then, Bert?
Moving? Who told you why he was moving?
Frieda. She said David wants you out so he can sell Woodbine.
Oh, well, 10 settled yet. Not by a long shot.
What's stopping you? Sounds like an offer you can't refuse.
Well, I can if I want to.
Some folk, we shouldn't be allowed near computers.
No one can make us if we don't want to.
What's it?
Bert and Frieda moving to the bungalow.
We're not moving.
Oh? Frieda seemed keen enough when I spoke to her.
No, she ain't. She's in two minds.
Well, I reckon you ought to go.
I don't want to. I'm quite happy in Woodbine.
No, it's right. Just you think about it.
I have thought about it.
Well, you ought to think again.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a job for life these days.
Ah. There's Susan Carter, reduced to packing sausages.
What are you getting at?
Well, if you should stay in Woodbine, they might decide to lay you off, so they can sell it any road.
Lay me off?
Well, there'll be nothing to stop them.
Ah, that's right. Whereas, if you please along and move to the bungalow, you see what I'm getting at?
No.
Oh, yeah. Once you was in there, you'd be all right, wouldn't you? They wouldn't turn round and chuck you out again.
Yeah, it'd be better than spending your retirement days in a tower block.
In Meadow Rise.
Meadow Rise?
What do you call an elephant that flies?
An elephant that flies? Come on, think about it. Nope, I give up.
Jumbo Jet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Tell him the other one, Phoebe. Go on. About the slug in a crash helmet. Oh, yeah. So you've been telling Grandad all your jokes?
You kept making me laugh, didn't you?
Sounds like you've been having a great time.
And we've been busy, too.
Oh, what's this?
I'll show you, look.
Oh, well, not out here, Phoebe. No, I should wait till you go inside.
Yeah, Grandad's right. It's just starting to rain. Go in the porch so you don't get wet. Good girl.
She's made a welcome home card from Audrey.
You kept her busy then.
Well, it was all her idea. She was very sweet about it.
Yeah, she can be sometimes. Hey, thanks for having her anyway.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure. How's Marjorie?
Oh, she's all right, yeah. Yeah, fine. Pleased to be home.
How's she coping?
Pretty well. It's taken her a few days to get back into her old routine.
Well, give her my regards.
Oh, you want to come in now?
Well, I'd like to, but I really must get back.
Oh, okay, then. And thanks again. Bye-bye, Phoebe.
So, you're on the orange juice.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Let me guess. You're in the lambing shed this afternoon.
You got it? Had to try and keep awake somehow.
No rest, eh?
Add the morning off. I've been up at the health club.
Yeah, go on. Make me feel bad about it, with my pints and one of Sid's cholesterol pies.
Young chap like you, you need the calories.
That's my excuse.
Though I don't have had a brummy with the beer gut.
Oh, Jason.
The guy you were talking to when I came in.
Yeah, he's a builder. We've been looking at one of the business units.
Ah, your sausage factory.
He's going to do some work for me. New floor, waterproof walls, that sort of stuff.
They're pretty strict, I imagine.
Ooh, you can say that again.
So, what's the schedule?
I take over the lease in a couple of weeks' time. Jason does his stuff. I move in all my gear and we're in business.
No problem, then.
Oh, no. Easy peasy. Not.
It wouldn't be.
It's kind of a critical time for me, you know. I put so much into this whole thing. Now it's finally starting to happen at last.
Make or break time.
I guess so. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I admire what you're doing, Tom. A guy who's not scared to take a few risks.
Oh, I'm enjoying it, really. Just want to get in there and start selling sausages.
Now there speaks a true entrepreneur.
Well, I do get a buzz out of it, yeah. Why deny it? It's been a good week for me. Got my premises and my equipment, taken on my part-time packer, and I've had 3 applications for a butcher. I'm going to start interviewing next week.
That's great.
Plus, I've had a great day out in town. Went to a recording studio.
I think I'm missing something here.
Oh, with Fallon. You know Fallon?
Yes, I've seen you hanging around together. Is she a musician?
Yeah, she won a prize. A whole day in a professional studio. Ah. She's made this brilliant recording, one of her own songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got it on CD. I'll lend it to you sometime.
What kind of stuff does she do?
Ooh, sort of indie, really.
Okay.
Don't suppose you hear a lot of that out in...
Yeah, I guess I'm a bit out of touch.
So, what was the social scene like over there? How did you chill out on those sultry tropical evenings?
Oh, well,
you must have had a break from the goats sometime.
Yeah, the towns are quite lively. Clubs, bars, discos, and you'd have a few Westerners passing through. Aussies, Americans.
So, you didn't get too bored then?
Not on the whole.
Though, what am I saying? This is Ambridge. Kids have been known to lose their faculties out of sheer boredom.
So how do you hang on to yours?
Oh, the desperate ones go clubbing in Felpersham. You ought to come out with them one night.
I might do that.
Or if you fancy a change from the Grey Gables Health Club.
To be honest, it's not the liveliest place to hang out.
Okay, well, there's a decent gym in Borchester.
Yes, Debbie said. She said something about Sid, actually.
Yeah, he's a regular.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Oh, he's just so greedy.
Is he?
Not him, the other one. No, go away, you pig. You're fat enough already.
What? What's so funny?
Nothing. You don't have to stand there and watch me.
You don't mind, do you?
Oh, I know you'll go on, like, oh, Alice was feeding the lamb. She was so sweet.
I won't, I promise.
I'm running out of milk anyway.
Hello. God, those twins will be following you around soon, vying for their mum.
Dad, she doesn't really enjoy it at all. She's helping Adam.
Oh, yes, of course, yes, sorry.
No, there's none left.
I've got some news, anyway. I've just seen Alistair, and he gave me this.
What?
His official report on Spearmint.
Hey, yeah, great. What does it say?
Oh, have a look.
Oh, Dad, tell me.
Nothing wrong with him at all. He's quite fit and healthy.
Oh, yes. When can we get him?
He's only just been vetted.
We don't have to wait now.
No, hold on. Before we do anything, we need to decide a few ground rules.
So what's all the excitement?
Spearmint's been vetted. We can have him.
Oh, is that all?
Adam.
Before I do anything, are you listening, Alice?
Yes.
You've been very good at looking after Chandler, but if we get Spearmint, we'll have 2 to look after.
I know, I'll do it, I promise.
And that means if he's kept in, he'll have to be mucked out and fed every day, and I mean every day.
I will, I promise. And I'll groom him, and I'll do his rugs, and I'll clean his tack.
Well, I'm certainly not going to do it. I don't suppose your mother will want to either.
No, it'll be your responsibility.
Yes, I promise.
Okay, hold up your hand and repeat after me. I solemnly swear
to make...
Oh,
tell him to shut up, Dad.
All right, fair enough.
So, can we have him?
They're going to bring him over on Sunday.
Sunday? Oh, wow!
Who's that?
Yes, I said it was a good time for them.
Oh, great. I'll go and start clearing the loose box.
Now?
I promised, didn't I?
All right.
She'll need some shaving. I better go and find them for her.
Oh, yes, OK.
I'll take a pail from the shed.
Mum?
Oh.
You think Brian's gone over the top? He's spoiling it?
No. She needs a horse. She's grown out of charm anyway.
So?
Perhaps it's stupid of me, but, you know, he's trying so hard with Alice. He's being so good with her, and with Phoebe, too.
Oh, nothing wrong with that, surely?
No, I'm delighted, but... Is it because he's missing his son? He's missing Rory?
Oh, Mum.
Well, he must be thinking of him. It must be in his mind all the time. I suppose he still gets news from Siobhan somehow. I don't even ask.
Maybe he's right to keep in touch.
Right. You tell me what's right.
Well, whatever Brian's done, you can't blame the kid. He'll want to know who his dad is.
Yes, but you grew up without your father. I mean, you never... You didn't miss him, did you?
Miss him? Didn't even know the guy. But, well, yeah, there was definitely something missing in my life.
Really? You never said.
It was kind of taboo, wasn't it? But looking back now, it would have been nice if he was around, some of the time. Especially when I got older. Yeah. Maybe I did miss him.
Oh.
Shall I leave it out or put it to keep warm?
Well, if you put it in the oven before me.
Okay. Hey, don't forget it, mind.
No. I'll have it in about 10 minutes. It smells delicious. I'm lucky, Phoebe. Your mum is such a wonderful cook.
Hey, Phoebs.
Oh, she's gone all shy.
Well, it's so good of you to bring my supper down for me.
Anything else I can do while I'm here?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, don't forget to put your clocks forward tomorrow night.
I might need some help with the clock in the hall. It's rather awkward for me to reach.
Well, I'm working late tomorrow, but I'll ask Hayley to do it for you.
Oh, that would be helpful.
Oh, now then, Phoebs. Have you got something for Marjorie?
Oh, what's this?
Come on. She's waiting.
Is it a surprise? Oh, I do like surprises.
That's it.
I'll show you it.
Let's see. Oh, what a beautiful picture.
That's me.
Yes, I can see. And what does it say inside? Oh, welcome home.
Yeah, she did it all herself.
Oh, that's lovely, Phoebe. Thank you so much.
I fed the ewes. Deb is doing the water.
Is she okay?
She's fine. I said I'd take her down some tea.
I'll do that if you like. You've had a long afternoon.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, this is cold now. I'm going to make some more.
Starving. When's supper?
I'm not sure. Hey, not on the floor.
Oh, it's only wood shavings. I'll sweep it up.
Before your mother sees it.
I've done the loose box, except I need somewhere to hang a hay net.
Okay, I'll have a look tomorrow.
Thanks.
I've been looking at the horse box.
Oh, one of the tyres is flat.
I know. Last time Debbie used it, she said it was leaking. I'm not sure about the brakes either.
Can we get it mended?
Well, it may not be worth it. Might have to get a new one.
A new box? Hey, Wicked!
To be sure it's safe for spearmint.
Hey, Alice, we need to talk recipes.
What for?
Sunday. We're cooking Mum a special lunch, remember?
Oh.
And you're doing the starter?
I know.
Who's doing the main course?
That's me. Debbie's doing the pud.
But I don't know any starters.
Okay, well, how about, carrot and coriander soup?
What?
Okay, so what can you cook?
Well, I only know 3 recipes.
You did that lovely birthday cake for your mother.
I can do sponge cake, chocolate chip cookies, and pasta bake.
Ah, okay.
I suppose I could do scrambled egg.
So, tonight we have celebrity TV chef Alice Aldridge. Alice is going to make us a fabulous original chocolate chip cookies with pasta bake.
So what about you? You haven't cooked much since you came home.
I'll have you know, my lamb curry is celebrated throughout the whole of East Africa.
Oh, yeah?
What's all the fuss about?
Nothing. Alice and I were just...
We were talking about spearmint.
Oh, were you?
Tea, Jenny?
Yes, please.
Actually, Mum, we were talking about next...
No, don't tell her. Well,
think about it, I'll have to.
Right. Tell me what?
You won't have to cook lunch on Sunday. We're doing it for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Me and Alice and Debbie.
Well, that's a lovely surprise.
So don't go off and buy a huge joint or anything, will you?
No, I won't. What are you going
to... No, you can leave all that to us. Come on, Alice.
Where?
We've got some emergency planning to do, you know?
Okay, I'm coming.
I'm going to take some down to Debbie.
That's very sweet of her.
Yes, I think Adam's organised it. Jenny, thinking about Sunday, if you're all up here, well, I'd better stay down with the lambs.
And miss the lunch?
Well, I think it's best. I expect you'd rather I kept out of it.
No. Why don't you come and join us?
You sure? I mean, you really want me to?
Well, the children are going to all this trouble. They'll expect you to be there.
But what about you? Would you like me to come?
Yes, I would.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.